You are tuned into What's the Topic with Nash.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, you tuned into What's the Topic again. Another Monday morning. Yes, yeah, you know we changed the slot now. It's a Monday morning and we're killing it on a Monday morning. I hope you guys are good because we're going to have a lot of interesting stuff that we're going to do. Yeah, and then the topic itself, like, yeah, come on, like, you can already see going to be a very interesting show. Yeah, so guys, what I have to say is make sure you still tuned in to this show, because the stuff that we're gonna speak about now, they are going to blow your mind away. That's all that I have to say. That is all I have to say. So it's okay to actually be aware of what is happening. And then besides being aware of what is happening, you also need to know what you are getting yourself involved in. Hey, like, yeah, don't just be exposing yourself to things that you do not understand. No, it's not cool to expose yourself to things that you do not understand. You need to understand what is happening so that you don't end up falling into a situation where, yeah, stuff that you are basically importing into your life. Yeah, I love that word, importing. Woo! Yeah, so today's show is gonna be interesting, and just stay tuned in. You're gonna see a lot of interesting stuff. You're gonna hear a lot of interesting stuff. I know you can see sound waves, so you're gonna hear a lot of interesting stuff, and they're actually going to change your life if you basically let it change your life. So yeah, stay tuned in. The intro is this one, and you know the topic itself is Drake. Yes, Drake. And a lot of you out there, you like, yeah, Drake is the one, Drake is the man, Drake is this, Drake is that. But guys, come on, like, seriously, you need to actually understand what you are exposing yourself to. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back and we'll speak about Drake when we come back, but not get into it so soon. No, we first need to speak about other different stuff, and then we can go to the other side. Yeah, so don't go anywhere, we'll be right back.
Yeah, the man Boy Genius is here.
Boy Genius,
it's Boy Genius on Active FM. Woohoo!
Yeah, coming back, we're gonna obviously get into the news session. You know how we do it. Yes, yeah. And yeah, we just got a couple of things that are going to be on the headline. And yeah, guys, it's like really interesting, the stuff that is happening worldwide. You gotta be aware of those stuff. So yeah, come on, like, guys, if you don't know what is happening around you, it's a bad thing. Make sure that you are aware of what is happening around you. Now, not just in your own continent or where you decide, it suits me to be here. But no, actually find out what is happening all around you, like everywhere, worldwide. Because you never know, if you decide to go to USA and then something happens there, or you decide to go to Paris, something else happens there. No, don't be in that situation. So first up on the news headline, I'm just going to give you the headline because we're going to go through a whole bunch of them. And the first one is, a former ultra-Orthodox Israeli settler is now battling for Palestinian rights. Yep, right there, a former settler, you know, an Orthodox. Yo, think about it, Orthodox, man, that is like, come on guys, like, yeah, there is some, you come out of this background where you are serving, worshiping and all those stuff, and then yeah, in a position where now you go into the war. But this is what is happening. Yeah, there's out there people who are doing stuff like this, and then not even forgetting the US. You know, when you go to the US, you actually see, like, their headlines. So like one that says US ends large scale military drills with South Korea as Trump pursues nuclear diplomacy. Now that is something else. Like, yo, you already thinking, what why would you do something like that? But yeah, you go to the White House, then you find stuff like Trump tries to clarify comments on Wombia's death after firestorm. Yep, the president came under attack after he said he did not hold North Korea leader Kim Jong-un responsible for the student's death. They actually wanted to attack him, So this is what's actually happening. Like, you wanna understand, like, what is happening? Why is, yeah, people making such choices? Why is the president making such choices and all those stuff? So make sure you always tuned in towards the topic. You'll always get the news. You'll always get the latest stuff, and you will always hear what is happening around you, in case you didn't know. So yeah, you don't have an excuse to say I did not know. No, yeah, right here on What's the Topic, we inform you everything that you need to know about. And yeah, Africa, this is scary, eh? Basically, this is what's happening. Ebola returns as a one-word death sentence in Democratic Republic of Congo. So this is for the African listeners now. Right there in DRC, Ebola has returned as a one-death sentence. So people are dying because of this disease. And yo, guys, it's a wake-up call. Like, listen, the devil is out there to take you out. So what are you going to do about it? I mean, we're not going to live forever, eh? While you're still here, why not reach out to people out there that need you to reach out to them, you know? This is what we're actually supposed to be doing. And then you go on to the other side of the world, you know, in Peter Morrison, you know, the AP. Yeah, this is basically what is happening. Like, there's a worst case scenario that might look dangerous, you know? Like, yo, guys, if you do not understand what is happening that side, listen, make sure your ears are listening. A no deal Brexit might look like this. Now, the government is past the point where it can have everything ready. If no deal happens, one analyst won't. Now, basically what is happening is that side, London, so it's the Brexit scenario that almost everyone dreads. Yeah, like Britain crashes out, like Britain is crashing out of the European Union. That's what they're doing. And yeah, with no divorce agreement and no arrangement for the future trade. So that is what they're doing, which might look bad, like it's bad for them. And at the moment, that's the default option for what will happen on the 29th of March. That is actually a default option. They're not even willing to settle down, like, hey, this is what's happening. No, they're like on default going out. Now, that's going to affect them. That is actually going to affect them. Now, by sending notification that it was leaving the EU, the UK started to basically stopwatch. Yo, they actually started a stopwatch of sorts. Like, yo, it's bad, hey, guys. I don't understand what these people are thinking. Like, you got the UK that side that started a stopwatch of sorts, giving it 2 years to come to an agreement. Now, that's what they're actually doing. If the agreement doesn't come, we all know how that's going to go down. Like, it's going to go down bad. And what happened is the past Monday, so on Monday, the Prime Minister, Theresa, basically May announced, like, yeah, they actually announced that a vote by lawmakers on the withdrawal agreement she negotiated with the EU, yep, will take place in the mid-January. Now, this is, yeah, January has passed. It's bad. We're just waiting for the 29th of March to see what's really going to happen. Are they going to really pull out, or what's going to happen? Now, if they go, guess what? That's 28 members going out. 28 members. Now think of that. That's a lot, eh? People are getting affected here. So eventually on Twitter, there was a comment by Robert Peston. Basically what he said is, Andrew Mitchell, a senior Tory former minister, urges PM to seek an extension of the date we leave the UK rather than risk no deal Brexit. Big moment. Yo. So that is what is actually happening. Yep. That is what's happening. Now, this is stuff that is happening all over the world, man. Like, you got, yeah, Britain, you got USA, you got Africa. There's like different stuff that are happening all over around you. Like, make sure your eyes and ears are listening. And then you go to China. Now, this is basically the last thing that we're going to speak about. But now, China aims to boost ties with Germany and amid Trump trade wars. Now this sounds like a war is coming, eh? So we gotta make sure that we're praying for these people. Like, we're actually praying for the president, not just our own president, but the presidents that are all over the world. Because our president can be good, but if the other presidents decide to attack ours, guess what? It's bad. It might be in USA and your president is good, but if Russia and Germany decide to attack USA, then it's bad. So pray for every single person worldwide, because in the world we all need each other. The next nation affects the next neighboring nation, if I can put it that way, if you understand what I mean. But yeah, that's it for the news. Hope you had some interesting stuff that helped you in life. Yes, hope you took notes, and we'll be right back after this.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Yeah, coming back into the music session now. Here, it's all about music. And yeah, you know, I got a question. A question that you're gonna answer yourself. So when it comes to music, my question is, what is music? Yes, what is music? What is music to you? Because I mean, there's like different definitions of music. If you go into the dictionary, you'll actually find the first definition that is described. Yeah, the first definition they gave to music is, for if music is a vocal or instrumental sound or both combined in such a way as to produce beauty of form, harmony, and expression of emotion. Woo! That's interesting. And then you actually go to the second one. Now, there's like a lot of definitions. So the next one actually says, the art of science. Music is the art of science of composing or performing music. And then the next one says, music is a sound perceived as pleasingly harmonious. Then you get to the next, basically last two. This is what it says. It says, music is the written or printed signs representing vocals or instrumental sounds. And the next one, music is the score or scores of a musical composition or compositions. Yeah. Origin is basically, it came from the Greek word, which is, mousa. Depending on how you pronounce it, which is then simplified as muse, yes, muse or muse Greek, I don't know, yeah, these people. And then yeah, didn't just go down to Greek, it even ended up in the Latin and Old French music, yeah, and then which led us to our Middle English, which is music. So there's like some interesting history and stuff like that. But yeah, do you know music is spiritual, eh? It's actually spiritual, and it affects your spiritual world, your spiritual realm, and your spirit. It changes your mood, stuff like that. Make sure that you're watching the type of music that you listen to, because not all music is good for you. I mean, you got different types of styles when it comes to music, but not all of them are actually good for you, because there's those that promote satanic stuff, and then there's those that promote Christ. So make sure you're listening to the ones that promote Christ, which is good music. So guys, I'll go for a break, and then when we come back, we'll deal with the topic itself, which is an artist who's in the music industry. See you after the short break.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, blessing us with every blessing long before the dawn of time. Lavishing His grace upon us, cleansed and made us blameless heirs, in His love chose to adopt us. You are mine. God declares in Jesus Christ, God. to his will. We have been saved and sealed.
So getting back into it, yeah, Drake is the person that we're going to be looking at. And yeah, just a bio of Drake, you know. Basically, Drake started writing songs since he was 10 years old. Now, that's a young, yeah, started at an early age, and which is interesting. But however, you know, he actually began his career in showbiz industry. Now, for those who don't know showbiz industry, I think you haven't lived. Yes, you haven't lived. But if you don't know showbiz industry, it's fine. You don't need to know showbiz industry. It's not going to help you with anything. So yeah, that's where he actually started his career. And as a small screen actor, that's how Drake started his career. Drake started as a small screen actor who was born on October 24, 1986. Yeah, you do the math, you know how old he is now. Now, he actually got his first role as a junior high school scholar named Jimmy Brooks on Canadian teen drama TV series. Yep, that was Drake, right? That was Drake. Now, Degrassi, The Next Generation. So that is basically how he started his career. And it was actually interesting because, yeah, you get to see this is where he started, this is how he started, and this is what's happening. And yeah, like if we actually look at an overview of Drake, now his full name is Ubre Drake Graham, and basically he is a Canadian rapper. Yes, so if you didn't know, he came from Canada. Yes, Canadian rapper, singer, songwriter, record producer, actor, and entrepreneur. Yes, born on the 24 October 1986, as I said. And if you did the match, you'll find out that his age was 32. Yeah, probably wishes he was 22. And yeah, if you go to the specific place where he was born in Toronto, which is Canada. It's in Canada, boy. Yeah. And yeah, he's got one child. I almost said children. He's got one children. He's got one child, which is Adonis Graham. And just to look at some of the stuff that he's been involved in. Now, the movies that he's been involved in was, the first one was Ice Age. Now, yeah, Ice Age Continental Drift. He actually had a character in there. And then you go into the Carter Effect. He was also there. The Anchorman 2. He was there. The Legend Continues. Yeah, that was the movie. And then there's other more as well. Now, if you go into his education, he was basically Jewish. And he's probably still Jew. Yes, Jewish. Yeah. Don't know if it's Muslim or yeah, but he's Jewish. Then his music group is Boy Better Know. That was in 2016. That's when he actually signed up for it. And yeah, if you go to his other side, which was his older, you know, all those other places, you'll actually find other interesting stuff. But yeah, Drake, for those who yeah listen to Drake, you all know that he released a album last year called Scorpion. Now, all of these things, those are stuff that he's been involved in. He's actually been involved in all of this stuff. And yeah, TV shows, you get the NPCs, New Year Eve, stuff like that. And there you'll find him. You will actually find him. And yeah, it's like really interesting, eh? But now, obviously Drake has achieved all of these things. Now, if you didn't know, this guy, it's part of an industry which is not good for your soul, not good for you. They don't care about you. They care about getting you to a place where you're not supposed to get to. And what is that place? That place is hell. That is the place that they focused on getting you to, in case you didn't know. Now, he's part of the Illuminati industry. Yes, Illuminati industry. Now, some of you are like, what is that? Like, what is the Illuminati? Yeah, come on, like, what is the Illuminati industry? Yeah, the Illuminati music industry, for those who don't know, it's owned by Satan. I know it's like a little bit too much, right? It's like, what? Wait. The Illuminati industry is owned by Satan. Is that what you're saying, Nash? Yeah. It's actually owned by Satan, you know. If you didn't know, Satan owns the Illuminati industry, and basically Sony itself, you know, Satan owns it. He owns the entertainment that you watch, the movies that you watch, your Avengers, Marvel, and all those things, your music industry, where Drake Cardi B, all those people come from. He's the owner of those. Now, the reason why he's the owner of those is because he wants to get souls into hell. Now, he wants to get you into hell. And how is he going to get you into hell? By you listening to music. Now, don't forget, Satan used to be an angel. And something that was interesting is he was the worship leader. So he knows how worship, music, and all those stuff operate. So he knows how to twist them so that you can like them, so that he can deceive you. So something that you should know. Now, Drake, if you're listening to Drake, I'm telling you now, stop listening to him. Yes, he's achieved all of this great stuff. He makes music and all those stuff. But don't listen to him. Stop listening to him, because it's not good for your soul. You'll end up in hell. That's where you'll go. You'll go to hell because you're glorifying the devil. Now, when you're listening to Drake, you're automatically giving the glory to the devil. So don't do that. Don't give him the glory. Instead, listen to God. Listen to Christ. And he's the one that holds you together. So that is just something that you should know. Yes. And yeah, we're going to go for a break. When we come back, I'm going to also give you the Christian side, you know, in case you're like, okay, I don't want to start listening to Drake anymore. I don't want to listen to him. But I want music that is as good as Drake's one, or better than Drake's one. I'm going to give you those artists when we come back. So don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Jesus will stand.
The exceptional new act of worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
Resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles, unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
Yeah, for those who didn't know, the Illuminati industry is after your mind, your soul, and your body, if you didn't know. So that is basically, it's the same thing that the devil is after. So they attack your mind, they attack your soul, and they attack your body. Now, they're a secret society that you don't know. And the reason why you don't know is because they a secret society and they don't want you to know. Because if you know about them, guess what you're going to do? You're going to do everything that it takes to get away from them. So in order for you not to do that, you need to not know about them. So if you didn't know, now you know. And yeah, guys, like I said, you got better artists out there that are better than Drake and all those stuff. Instead of focusing on the devil, remember what goes into your mind affects the person that you become, the person who you are, because your thinking makes up the most of who you are and your character. It forms most of your character. So don't be in a position where you do things that you're not supposed to do because of the music that you listen to. It's like people who listen to angry artist songs, depressed artist songs. Now you find out that they actually get depressed themselves. And you greet them, they react in a depressed state, mode, you know. And it's not good. So don't be in that position. Instead, be in a position where you fill yourself with godly thoughts, godly music, and everything that has to do with the Lord, which is good. Now, if you didn't know, the Christian side is, like, basically the Christian side has amazing songs, amazing music, which are better than, you know, your Drake and all those other people. And in case you didn't know how to find it, where to find it, here are some of the artists that will help you live an awesome life, because they'll challenge you with the word. So the first one is 1K Few. Now, if you didn't know how to spell that, it's 1, the number 1, K, the letter, space, P-H-E-W. Now, that is 1K Few, Christian rapper. The awesome, awesome artist. He's part of the record label, Rich Records. Yes, that's the one. I was just looking for it. That's how I look for stuff. Now, he's part of the Rich Records record label. And if you didn't know, go check out Rich Records. You'll find all the Christian artists there, actually, under there. And Andy Mino is one of the others. That's another Christian artist, in case you didn't know who else to get. Now, it's not just Andy Mino. We got also Derrick Minor. Now, these are all trappers, awesome stuff, and singing. If you want some nice singing and stuff like that, go check out Gavi, which is G-A-W-V-I, Gavi. Now, Gavi makes some awesome stuff. And then you got KB. Now, I love this guy. I recommend this guy, and he's awesome. Yeah, he's really awesome. And then you got Tedashi. Tedashi has some amazing music as well. And then you go to Triply. Triply, whoo, you sign, yeah, like, guys, whoo, awesome, amazing music. And then you get your What Up, basically W-H-A-T-U-R-P, yeah, P-R-G. Now, that's What Up R-G. So, W-H-A-T-U-P-R-G. Now, that's another artist, awesome, amazing stuff. They all make amazing music. So, guys, in case you didn't know, Drake is out of the picture. So, make sure you stop listening to Drake and start listening to Christ music. Plus, here on the station itself, we give you Christ music, which is hot music. So, don't be in a position where you say, I didn't know, or I couldn't do this, or I couldn't that. No, 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 no. You know? And you could go for it. So, guys, I'm gonna see you next week, same time, same place. Let me leave you, let me love you, and I hope you guys took a lot of notes, because they're gonna help you. See ya. Peace out, and God bless.
Man, dude, I'm so tired. Everybody wake up, you ain't heard the kid is back. I played around with melodies, now all you get is rap. Say I ain't gonna be boxed in, cause throwing me in a category is preposterous. I'm out here, I'm trying to do some new things. Everybody switching up, I'm trying to find more rings. I'm coming out swinging reckless right when I hit a ding. I honestly think y'all got too comfortable hearing me sing. So I gotta remind y'all, I may fall short, but my God gon' stand tall. They got me even in those moments I'm acting all wrong. If you ain't humble yourself, God will do it all day long. That's a word from the wise, it's hard to pick out the truth among so many lies. It's funny that you smoke it, sit way up, it ain't gonna fly. When the sun will make us back again, we take to the sky. Long days, late nights, but that's college life. Juggle all these emotions, manage to be a light. I got it backwards, so Lord help me to set my pathway to live according to you, where you're planning, what you say, untouchable. I wanna be untouchable. I wanna be untouchable. I wanna be untouchable. I wanna be the best rapper alive. I want the top spot. If you can find me, you wait. The love's a lot and it's mad hot. I wouldn't mind. For real though, I'm trying to stay on the grind. Trying to be my best me. I'm trying to let myself die. That's the only way to climb to the top. You gotta put yourself below on that pole to get hot. I'm talking fuego flow. If you don't know, I'm too dang cold. And yes, I can do both. My music's all too fold. I got angels all surrounding me. I'm trying to see God's plan and that's no drizzy. I wrecked these beats, they came in free. No one got the hunger I got is deep. So please believe I'm coming in it. The pain like Tatum did it, LeBron. A is in the game, I'm tired of waiting around. You come at me, I'm putting you on a poster child. I'm taking my opportunity and taking it now. You see a rookie when you look at my age. I got a veteran mentality, I'm taking the game. If anybody wanna step up, well you can feel free. But I'm a one year right now, it won't be pretty. I'm untouchable. I'm untouchable. I'm untouchable. I'm untouchable.
Don't be insecure, just hold on to a brother, baby, and be sure. Love way I give you now, you never see before. I'm gonna make you know the form like I know be yours. Baby, eat it all. I'm just out here trying to get it, really. Hardly be around, I admit it, really. Your friends be talking smack, but don't get it, silly. But I'ma put a rock on that hand, Millie. Charlie, do me, I do you, man, no go vex. Got me bumping love songs to ease off the stress. If not, y'all know the cover last, you know, so you be fast. Aim around my lala, go la fair, but could jazz. My girl, I wasn't ready for you. Brag on the things that we won't do. No more query, girl, it don't do. I know one fight, no be kung fu. I still kick it with you, Maradona, do. The last time I tried, there I'm all I do. 100%, no be go, my bro. Now can I think that way I told I do.
Maybe I can call you up. Maybe I can converse with you. Maybe if you need a sneaker, I'll buy Converse for ya. Baby, yeah, hot time I do with ya. Yeah, I put in work for you. Now you got to work for me. 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 Now you got to work for me.
I take you out on a weekday, babe. I take you out to Felipe. Oh, babe, they be shopping at Macy's, but we is more Christian. We more Dior, A is more Franklin. They more Igor. Leave all that cleavage, cause that bring leeway. The pieces you put on, it tarnish my resolve. Let's gon' get involved, I'm scared to cut you off. Oh, babe, I don't really care what he say. Oh, babe, I don't really care what she say. I told you I'm at odds, your friends have no regard. I'm trying to keep my guard, it's a monster to my heart. You know when you pray for results but never start. Like, oh my God, could you help my shot? I realize just cause you could don't mean it should. And everything a lot has been carefully thought about.
Now you got to work for me. Now you got to work for me. Now you got to work for me. Now you got to work.